Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This is Melissa, and together let's find those grounding magical moments in our lives that nourish our spirituality. Episode 24, When You Want to Run Around Like a Puppy. This episode is about something you might already be doing and could be experiencing it from a magical or a spiritual point of view. So what happened was during a stressful week, and one of the days I was just feeling particularly down and feeling more frustrated and helpless by the hour. And I think I was making all these facial expressions and grunting noises. In my mind, I probably look like a little kid, not knowing how to express my feelings and not knowing what feelings are. Although I bet tons of adults go through this too. And we just look as though we've mastered all this. But there are things that are more important for adults to learn and relearn about our feelings. And anyway, my boyfriend saw my most direct expressions of stress and offered some solutions. He suggested going out. He said, "Do you want to go to the dog park? How about we go to the park and I'll let you run around like a little dog?" It was meant as some comforting words rather than an actual solution, but there's good old common sense in there. And especially on top of that, the image of me becoming a storybook little dog running around was really funny and very charming to me. It's one of the things that make me really happy to picture my life as a storybook. And so at this time, the idea motivated me enough to actually act on the idea. So we ended up going to the park and couldn't help but notice that it's the kids and the dogs running around and all the adults are standing still unless they're chasing after their kids. It seems like in our world, if adults are running around, it's in some serious jogging and running on the road, which is something that I'm not committed to. I wanted to run around like a little dog and not serious exercise. So I found a little patch of grass away from all the action, and I was feeling awkward about how I want to do this instead of doing what adults do. But anyway, just did this weird movements of half-hearted jogging, skipping around, and while my boyfriend held onto his tumbler and drink and watched me move around. I probably don't even call it run. It's moving around. And I have to say, it felt really good to be doing random, intuitive body movements, sprinting around or swinging my limbs around, not doing it at a consistent or certain pace. It's like, yes, I am being a dog or being a rabbit or even being a gnome who's hopping around. And the fun in that is it's kind of like role play. I am playing, just playing out there. And if I think of it as role play, it's a very emotional and mental exercise. But part of me also is doing that and wondering, what would it be like if I am moving like an animal, if I am connected to the animal parts of me? And of course, my body's limited to human action. So that kind of imagination is combining, it's like crossing the threshold of different worlds, my human world and also this physical limitation and this animal world, and also the idea of what if these could be combined. And this way, in this sense, this has the potential to go shamanistic. There are shaman practices that do exactly that. But it could also be imagining it's at the very least, is energetic work while we go out of our ordinary and perceived limitations. And so a blend of reality and fantasy could do that. That's what play is. And that's why I feel like adult exercise and workout, that's different from the play, even if we're both moving bodies, but it's blending, it's blending the focus on one part. It's not just working on one part, but it's blending together different functions of our body, our mind, our soul. And it's deeply healing and liberating when we go out of the norm and to do this blending and imagining. I think there's a big part of me that is very childlike and believes in and holds on to idea of magic. That's why I talk about storybook and everything like that. And that's both a hint to the spiritual aspect, the spiritual meaning of magic, and also more of the fairy tale creativity part of magic. Anything that makes life seem more magical makes me happy and motivates me. And simple examples are like sparkly makeup makes me think of fairy dust, or another examples are like, oh, I can talk to an animal, I can talk to a tree or to the moon. That's another example. Imagining that things have something to say and I can understand them. Storybook fantasies are about being in the safe wavelength of consciousness with other beings other than human, the way Disney princesses do. They seem childlike and fantastical, but again, like from shamanistic practices, from paganism or nature's spirituality point of view, there are in fact many spiritual practices that do exactly just that. They have a meaning. These activities correspond to childish desires and imaginations, but the effects and the reasons are very deep and meaningful. They help us expand and push out of our boundaries, push ourselves out of our habits, and connect with the nature, and connect to the sacred, the unknown, into what is not understandable yet by people. So I think there are many of us in this world who believes in magic and fairies and fairy tales, whatever. And however we fit into the society, we still doesn't give that up and deeply still believe it. However we live our lives on the surface, that's mundane and not magical at all. But for the deep belief inside, when we grow experience enough, and as the world also is evolving and all the consciousness is emerging, these beliefs can now surface as practical, meaningful philosophies that guide us on how we live. The line between fantastical imagination and real deep magic, the line is getting blurry. So if this resonates with you at all, I invite you to sometimes act silly if that brings you the sense of magic and joy and can find that spiritual connection, that deep emotional connection. I invite you to do things that make you feel this way so none of us will feel alone in doing it, in being silly, and being happy. So that's it for this episode, and I'll see you again.